It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, and we say good evening to the man, Mr. Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners, 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 and respect. Good evening, Barbados. Good evening, Barbados. Please, from 630-434-1790. My phone here going crazy, Ollie. People loving the vibes. But before we introduce my co-host this evening, we have to pay homage to a legend and an icon, you know. She's been doing it for a while, and who adds so much to Cropover and Barbadian culture and Barbadian art. And certainly a great way to start off what we're going to be talking about this evening. So you want to tell Barbados, let us all welcome the legend, Miss Betty West, to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Good evening, ma'am. It's an absolute
pleasure. Good evening, Jack. Good evening.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. How are you?
I am doing fine. I'm just here working hard in the band house, to create a spectacular as usual.
Yes.
Because I'm really, really looking forward to Cropover. And, it's part of my livelihood. You know, it's besides how I live, I just love it. You understand? So
yeah.
I'm here making sure that costumes are in place with my team. Yes.
Is so inspiring, right, Ollie, to hear someone like Betty still excited about putting in that hard work still. You know what I mean? She's speaking about the hard work. She's there working. That's how she start off. Like, that is so admirable. So Betty, I see an event you have coming up, right?
Yes.
That I love the theme of it. Ollie, when you hear the theme, Ollie, it feels so Bajan and good that you were good to read and just lying my eating off. Like, listen, tell Ollie the name of your next event.
Tell me, Bats.
It's called Cutter's Kaduma Party.
Oh, man.
Cutter's.
Because I thought of Bax's word and all that. We are going to be doing ham cutters.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese cutters, fish cutters, bulldog, the whole lot. We are actually charging $25 at the door. That's helping me to raise funds to bring the band, actually.
So the food is free?
Everything is free. You could drink as much as you want to.
Listen to me, man. Food free? You know, the ham cutter free?
Yes, everything.
That is so lovely. Artists as well, and you have usual artists.
Fortunately, I have to pay respect to the artists that's coming through, you know, to see how they appreciate me.
Yes.
And we are all in the same game, you know, they try to help and so on. We'll have Mr. Dale, Gabby, Blood, Mikey. Oh, and there's a lovely young lady perform I really love her. Oh my gosh.
Ahanjia.
She'll be performing also. So I'm really, really looking forward to that, because the last party I had, they did perform and people love it. The atmosphere was like unbelievable.
It was there, and it was so fortunate, Ollie, that after my radio show is when Betty's show started. Because you know we finished at 7:30. Betty started around 8 o'clock in the night time. So I was able to leave and go there. And the people enjoy it from start to finish. But this event is Betty doing for these prices and free. You know, again, two ham cutters and a large fruit punch. And still hearing Gabby, still hearing Mr. Dale, still hearing Blood, still hearing Ahanjia.
Mikey,
can't forget 10 crowns. Mikey with 10 crowns, can't forget the king. But Betty, that's so awesome.
You know what is really nice?
Yeah.
What is really nice, that I mentioned to these soca artists what I'm doing, and I told them that is a trying year for me. It's a challenge. And I have to do these little events to help raise funds. And you know what they said to me? Make sure my name is on the flyer, Betty. I will support you. And that's a real good feeling, you know, a really good feeling.
Man, listen.
I'm trying for people like you too, Shaggy.
Listen. Don't worry, Sluggy. Uncle Sluggy have your back all the time. Don't worry.
Yes,
listen to me, Auntie. You are an icon and a legend. It's not difficult Ollie. It's not difficult, Betty West say, well, this is a trying time. You know, it's hearing Betty West say on air live, this is a trying time for me, and you reach out to the artist, that is no problem at all. And you have my platform, any platform I'm using, you have
Thank you so much.
That noise is my pleasure, man. It want that. I could tell my grandchildren about these moments. So I appreciate it for real. So this next Saturday that this action going, you know where you can eat two ham crackers.
Yeah, it's the 16th. Saturday, next Saturday, the 16th.
And Ollie, tell people the directions that you give them last time.
Problem.
Two people come to watch and had you perform, right? Yeah. All that's like, you don't know where here is. You only know here because Ollie give you directions.
That's no problem, my brother.
We actually Maxwell at the back of Golden Sands Hotel.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Sounds good, Betty. But let me give them a little easier one, right?
Yes.
If you're going towards Bridgetown from Oystens, it would be the right hand turn after Golden Sands.
Nice.
You drive up, turn right at the junction. Just keep driving, and as you drive on your right, you will see the action.
Easy so.
Yeah. So
easy so.
Off the main road, it's just two rights. Right off the main road, another right at the junction. You drive up, Betty's on the right.
Bang. Yes.
So coming from Bridgetown towards Oystens, it would be the left after Butterfly Beach Hotel, which would be the left before Golden Sands Hotel. Come up right, turn right at the junction, drive up, and you'll see it on your right. The address is Fairholme Gardens. I used to live there. As I said, I know Betty West very well. And let me tell you, Sluggy, she's like a mother to me, right? And Betty West, serious. From morning until night, Betty is working, brother.
Yeah, I saw from Timmy got the event, she was working before we got there, when we left. She was still doing stuff.
And I also have to show people that I appreciate them, you know? It's all about appreciating people, you know? And not because I'm an icon. I think personally, the kind of person I am, you know, I have a heart where I love people. I love my people. This is the kind of person I am. Right now, I'm also reaching out to the young people. I have a section in my band that I have reduced for the young people to come in. I've reduced it to $250, the ladies. And the men, $200. I've reduced that section.
Listen, ma'am, I'll be pushing that. $250?
Yes. And it's a very youthful section. Nice. Very youthful section. Nice. You understand? And my plan is also to get this band in order that 2 weeks before the actual parade, everything is in place. Everything is in place. You understand?
Yes.
Up to today, someone came with an envelope. Rasali sent me a donation.
Boy, you understand? Big up the king, man. This is what we do. This is who we are.
To me, because they want me to come. And I'll tell you, people like Abed told me, I can't give you money, but I'll give you material. Ocean Fisheries.
Yes.
They came up. These are people that have nothing to gain by it, you know?
True.
Zeppelin. I called them up and said, you know, they were there for me. And I must say, Clara King, a force in it. You know, these are business that hasn't been doing very well, but they still reach out to me.
That's
and
love.
Did what they could do for me, and I really appreciate it.
That's love, really, man. Really, that is love. Yes. Next week Saturday, Betty have some cutters, man. It's cutters, Ollie, ham cutters, fish cutters, cheese cutters, Bill Joe, drinks.
For the price of?
$25, Betty say.
Wow.
25 Barbados dollars, Ollie, and you're getting all the action. And besides all the food, ignore Sluggy, Gabby, Mr. Deal, Mikey, Ahan J. Listen, and she only got the artists, you know, but you have a host
Mr. Deal, and a host
of DJs as well, you know.
Can't beat it, Sluggy.
Free food. All these artists for just $25 next week Saturday, Betty. As the young people will say, we outside, we supporting that for sure,
sure.
And make sure you keep sending me all information.
I will do that. You know, I really have your back.
Don't mention it. It's my pleasure. Don't mention it. And we need you on a Saturday when it could be just you, where we could sit down, take our time, and have a chat with Betty West after the hard work, though. After the season, and you do all the hard work and the grinding, where we could sit down and have a chat, you know, and get down to business. Yes. But Betty, I really, really appreciate you coming on the show and letting us know what you have going on. And I thank you for all the hard work you put into the season and the festival.
Listen, I know they're listening before you finish.
Go ahead.
I want to say I appreciate it.
Yes.
Joan, Emmanuel, Fireworks, and all of those are in the garden. And Frenchie, I must tell you, this guy paid a ticket and come up to Barbados just to help and support me.
Oh my God.
Frenchie, I know you're listening.
Love, Ollie.
Well, that's not the first time I've heard something like that.
I'm blessed.
Yeah,
I'm blessed.
Truly
it's nice to be loved.
Yes, it's nice to be loved, man. Miss West. We truly appreciate you, and people, you can listen out. You can listen out until the season is done. You can listen out for A4 from Betty every Saturday until the season is done. Keep up the great work. Keep up the great work, and we appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
One love, Betty West.
Yes. Thank you so much. You have a lovely evening.
You too, love.
All right, Dave. I love that.
The National Transformation Initiative and the Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme family wishes you a magnificent crop over, because this is who we are. We work hard and we play just as hard. So, before and after you walk up on the road or in the fair, go to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. And put in some work in one or more of the free online courses on offer. First class courses available to all Bajan. And when you put in the work, the taste of the wine of success is be even sweeter, like sugar. If you want the sugar, you gotta put in the work at training.nti.org.bb.
Forty minutes before 7 o'clock, we are live in the studio right here at Voice of Barbados. It is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, your host, Sluggy Dan. And Sluggy Dan, you've got some legends, my brother.
Yes, and this evening, it's not the host, Sluggy Dan, the three hosts. You know, we're not doing interviews this evening at all. Let me warn them before, you're not my guests. This show is ours this evening. We are taking over the radio station. Good evening to Icon. She don't like this, and legend in the game. You know, she's still young, but she don't think that I should be calling her a legend. But you are one of the people like me look up to, and could only dream about getting to that level. And there's just the truth. So you want to say good evening to the great Alex Jordan, thanks respect. For coming on.
Respect, Sluggy. My mic's not on, I don't think.
Yes, it
you
is.
Can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Okay, respect. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, and I get very uncomfortable with those words, especially after you speak to a woman like Betty West 30 seconds earlier. Shout out to Betty West.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, that's for. And Mr. Adrian Green, but he's not a stranger to the show, you know.
What's happening, Sluggy?
He's not a stranger to the show. Thanks a lot for coming on this evening. Adrian, we want to go straight into the fire. Before Barbados, 43417-90, no, the phones didn't go crazy. You can join in on this discussion. We just want to throw a question first before we get down to the nitty gritty straight. Alex asked me this question last week on air, and stumped me and I couldn't answer. And if it being real with you, that's why you say, let me talk about it this week.
Okay.
Because I couldn't answer.
Got
you understand? Mitch asked, Sluggy, like, what does it mean to you to be Bajan? You know what I mean? And it's a question that made me pause and think about all the many things that we are, but trying to think of only the positive things. Because when someone asks me a question like that, straight away my brain goes to, well, try to highlight all the positive things. And then if you find myself searching for positive things, it just told me that I wasn't really focusing on all the positives, all the good things about Barbados, so just taking them for granted. So then it forced my mind to go there. You get me? So it was, may sound like a simple question, but it came with a deep thought. You know, it's just a habit of mine. So when you hear a question like that, what's the first thing that comes to your brain when somebody asks you such a question like that? Sorry, what does it mean to be Bajan to you?
Man, you really throw me in a deep pain one time, Sluggy. Like you, I struggle, to answer that question, especially in positive terms, because one of the things that I feel that really, really identifies a Bajan is that oftentimes Bajans frame Bajan-ness in negative terms. You know what I'm saying?
I can get you worse. If that happened to me, I can get you worse. That's so Bajan.
You know? But it's a deep question. And I think that is a question that anybody from the Caribbean would be challenged to answer, because these islands, as independent nations, quote unquote, sort of kind of independent nations, are barely past 50 years old, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, in dog years, human years ago, a translation.
Yeah.
Right. So when you translate country years to human years, Barbados is really a teenager or adolescent. No, trying to find itself or understand who it is, who we are.
Listen. And let me stick it there, Alex. When he said that, right, and this is not the first time I heard that, but I've never thought about it before, how young we are. Because 50 years for a country ain't nothing.
No. Yeah.
So like, when you hear that and you just said adolescent.
Yeah. I think about it all the time, because obviously my father was born before independence. So I have a very strong idea in the story of my family, from whence Barbados comes, and the early politicians, the early systems. You know, I am old enough, you know, to remember when we didn't have the ABC highway. You know, Barbados changed a lot over the years, but still very young in development.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say about the question, what does it mean to be a Barbadian? What is Barbadian? What defines us? I was thinking about it a lot since last week, too. It sent me in a spiral also thinking about it, because obviously there are many Barbadoses. We talk about this a lot, right?
Yeah.
So we will all have different experiences and we won't have the same instincts. But what is the collective characteristics, you know, that makes us Bajan? And I mean, there's so many things we can talk about tonight, but one of the things that stood out this week that went viral on social, did y'all see that woman who's like, I am home for crop over?
You
saw that
woman? Listen, boy.
No, but I want you to know that when she says, she takes the dramatic pause and then she says, I am home. She says it so
ignorant. She couldn't believe it.
In such a heartfelt way. I would love every Barbadian to just look at that and see what pride she feels in being Barbadian, right? She's a Bajan Yankee, lives in the States. But then she said, as if to explain her Barbadianness, she said, I am going to walk up like a Bajan.
Yeah,
I thought that is a defining thing.
We walk up.
One revolution expressive. Per beat. Walk up is we. Like, that's one of our things. And it's a joyful time of year. Great to hear Betty West on the radio.
Yeah.
It's crop over time.
Yeah.
And this is one of the wonderful things about us, that we have managed to develop this celebration, which obviously comes out of a time of deep-rooted pain and struggle.
It ain't come from an easy place.
Right.
That's different. This question, though, Ollie. When you hear being here, Ollie, and soaking up, what is Barbados? When you hear a question like that, bro, what comes to your mind automatically when someone asks you, Ollie, what does it mean to you to be Bajan?
I look at it in many different ways. So on a surface level, for me, it's fun. I was born in Germany, Sluggy.
Correct.
So different places have different laws. I was born in a place called West Germany.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more West Germany.
Mm.
I cannot be a German citizen, even though I'm born in Germany. So different places have different laws. Some people think that wherever you're born, that's you. So I tell people I was born in West Germany, or you're a German. I don't have German citizenship.
Listen, Ollie boy, like listen.
So I'll just finish by telling you, so I'm Barbadian by descent through my father. I also have right of abode in the United Kingdom through my mother. So I came here when I was 10. And as you hear me every day I'm on the radio, it's 6 o'clock in beautiful Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. Barbados is beautiful, man.
Listen, right? Adrian and Alex, you know, trim my mind there for a loop. When I think about what does it mean to be Barbadian, and then he said he born in West Germany, and for him, there's no more West Germany. No, he can't legally say he's a German citizen, although born in Germany.
Mm. Yeah, we have a lot of freedoms. Barbados is a very free place. And again, for many, again, many Barbadoses, and some people will feel like they're not free, that they're strapped by cost of living or family circumstances. But when the more you travel around the world and feel how much governments are felt by the people who are there. I found that in Australia. I found in Australia, Big Brother was always there, boy. Mm. There's like so many rules for everything. And Barbados is a lovely free place to live.
Like,
When you were talking about Betty West's barbecue, you were like, yeah, boy, you know, that sounds like somewhere we would like to go, like somewhere we would go in Lima and eat enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that Bajan too, that we like to eat enough?
Yeah.
I think that might be one of our things.
It is, and is also a privilege. You understand? It's also a privilege because as rough as times are, just imagine people at the places in the world that could pay that price and eat as much as they want.
It's true.
You understand, Adrian? So knowing that, and this only just came in my brain from what you just said, but is that Bajan too? Eat enough. So it click off that my brain. But then hearing what he spoke about in his situation, obviously he mentioned it so callously, but you know me, and got deep in my head. Imagine if... Because I'm born, I come from Jackson. Imagine some boy could tell me I come from Jackson, you know what I mean? But I ain't a Bajan.
It's all about perspective, Sluggy.
Yeah,
and I think going back to the point that you made earlier, Alex, about there being many Barbadoses, it's all about perspective, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's one of the defining characteristics of Barbados, that multiple angles that you could approach Barbados from. For instance, I was in Ghana, West Africa, right? On the street. And when you look on the streets of Accra is the capital of Ghana, you look at the faces, you're seeing a particular facial type, a particular phenotype, a particular stock of people straight through. No, they could look like they could be Bajan, but a particular type of Bajan.
Yes,
everybody,
so true.
Right?
So
when
true.
When you walk down the streets of Barbados, when are you on the streets of Ghana? On the streets of Ghana, people will stop me and say, where are you from, my brother? They could look at me and tell the I'm Ghanaian, but they can't look at me and tell the Bajan. They will say, are you Ethiopian? Where are you from? So they say, all right, what part of Africa are you from? Basically what they're saying. But when you walk on the streets of Barbados, you seeing every single nation of Africa represented in the different facial types. Then you're seeing Europeans. You're seeing Asians as the Indians and Syrians.
Yeah.
So that diversity and that need to be able to see multiple perspectives and appreciate multiple perspectives is, if that ain't Bajan, that needs to be Bajan. So instead of talking about what is Bajan, maybe we should be talking about what do we want Barbados to be. We understand that Barbados is in formation.
Yes.
So if we're forming it now, we should form it intentionally and choose.
Intentionally,
and this is the idea of the National Transformation Initiative, right? This is a tool to make Barbados, help prepare Barbadians for now to be global citizens. And what does it mean to be a global citizen? Our Prime Minister does it so well, where she is extremely Barbadian, talks about what is relevant to us, but within the perspective of the region and world, because you know we interact with that, and especially now that we're living an online life. Remember that this is an NTIA discussion. NTIA.org.bb, guys, log on and learn for free. Remain lifelong learners. But it's very interesting what you're talking about there, Adrian. I experienced it in the Gambia, and of course, I felt a lot more emotions as well. I felt a real homecoming and sadness that, wow, I felt like I was so well educated and down and woke and understood. And I realized, wow, I have this sort of Western education and Western perspective. What did I think? I was surprised that everyone in the Gambia looked like somebody I knew from Barbados.
Listen.
And I don't know why I was surprised. I'm like, Alex, why are you surprised that you look African? We are Africans, right? So I'm saying many things at once. There's been a lot of disconnect. What is it to be Barbadian? National Transformation Initiative is really making a step to help create this modern Barbadian
who looks
like all kinds of things and has many different perspectives, but rallies around a certain, I don't know, what is it? Happiness, belief, upliftment, lifelong learnership, education. Education was the cornerstone of Barbadianness.
Education is typically a Bajan. It's something that other nations in the region recognize Barbados for.
Yeah.
Yeah, like especially the access to it.
Yeah.
Like how easily accessible
free
education is for us. I found like And it ain't even gonna go to Africa, like some parts of the Caribbean. Be like, believe it or not, being some parts of the Caribbean where they got sections where their children don't check for school. You know, in Barbados, you might see three.
You're able to afford it.
Like, yeah. Bro, you understand? Yeah. You know, the whole tree you got, you might see five. Being the parts of the Caribbean, you see hundreds.
Yeah, and we know education.
Caribbean, Ollie. Here I tell you, I mean nowhere else. Witness that in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Which is quite startling, which further cements what you said, Adrian. Maybe we should look at what a Barbadian should be or what it should mean.
Education is a key. Is a good point, because if you check the history of Barbados, right?
Mm-hmm.
The British colonialists made a point of establishing an educational system in Barbados so that the indigenous Barbadians could run the plantation on behalf of the slave masters overseas, right? So while education, that formal westernized education, is at the foundation of Barbadianness, and it has contributed to the level of stability and the access that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, that education was used as a tool of control. So, you know, they say to give it one hand and take away with the next.
Mm-hmm.
So when we chart what Barbados is to be going forward, we might want to take forward with us that educational foundation, or education as a foundation, but we also got to recognize that we got to flip that education or reform that education to make it one that actually serves us rather than serving a landlord from elsewhere.
Absolutely. The not relevant, we know that has become irrelevant in the last 20 years to our day-to-day experience. Another reason why the NTI is so invaluable, because this is a modern way to learn, right? This is mini courses that you can do, even if you've never done a course online. When you say course, I don't want you to get in your head that this is something above you. These are many different skill sets you can pick up for free. Your phone is not charged data, you know, gets a little Wi-Fi and get busy. And that's my point. Sluggy, I think it's actually really commendable that this is provided for Barbadians at no charge. In my day, when I was a teenager, when I was coming up, these things cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And education is freedom. Why education matters to me? Education free me. You know, my great-grandmother would have been born a slave, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in three generations, education freed me to live a life I can
imagine
live.
Imagine that, and that's a short space of time.
It is a short space of time, which brings back Adrian's point about the adolescence of the nation.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of terrible things happen here, right? Yeah. In the last 150, 200 years, I don't know, how was that? It's five, six generations?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a historian, sociologist, but I heights upon these things, you know? And that resilience is Bajan.
Mm-hmm.
Resilience.
Yeah.
It would have to be. You know, Barbados is the prototype for slavery.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe we got there already.
If we can talk about what it means to be a Bajan,
it means to be a good slave.
We gotta start deep.
We have to have this conversation.
We gotta start deep.
We have to.
But people that say this, we can get there, right? But in the rest of the world, the rest of the Western world modeled their slavery system, their systems of enslavement, on the pattern that the Barbadian planter class set. And I heard Professor Hilary Beckles say one time in a lecture that after the Buster Rebellion, when the Buster Rebellion was put down, the general that they sent from England to put down the rebellion wrote back to England and said, listen, I paraphrase now. He didn't say it in Beijing, but I paraphrase. Basically, he said, listen, I don't know how much longer we could hold this slavery thing in these colonies. Because if we can't hold it here, we can't hold it anywhere.
Right.
Barbados was a military base.
Mm-hmm.
Barbados had more British soldiers than any other Caribbean nation.
Mm-hmm.
Barbados was locked down central. And still, we had the resilience and the presence of mind to rebel.
300 plus sugar plantations on this 166 square miles.
Yeah, which is crazy.
And so then when people say, are Bajans miserable? Perhaps, you know, and in fact, what I was asking people all week, what is it to be Barbadian, to collect ideas for the show? And one guy said to me, he's a Grenadian, lives here, lives in Barbados, married to a Barbadian, and says, you know what, the problem with Bajans, for me, gatekeeper syndrome. I had to ask him what it was, and it was this idea that someone gets a pair of some keys or in a slight position, and they immediately have to, you know, crush you or whatever.
Listen to me,
I just want to say that those things to observe, we get caught up in our judgment, right? Barbadians are quite judgmental because we come from a Christian society, so it's either good or bad.
Yeah.
Take the judgment away. just observing it.
Yeah.
Right? It could cut what Adrian was now talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we that way? There's a good reason that way.
And that historical context is important, because if we as a nation are in our teenage years, and we recognize, listen, as a young man,
I had abusive parents.
I grew up in an abusive household.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got some bad habits because I got some traits that I bring forward because of my rough upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to take it upon myself now.
Introspection.
Introspect and look inside.
Yeah.
Understand how those experiences shape me, and then take it upon myself to reshape myself in the image that I see appropriate.
I've been doing it because I'm born in 76. I'm gonna, things. 10 years after we're independent. So I measure my own life along with the country's life. And I feel that way about myself. And I'm going to tell you why it's an uncomfortable conversation to have. Because you have to hold a mirror up and observe oneself. Try not to judge. Observe. And it ain't all pretty. And that's okay too. That's what development is, self-development. And as a nation, I think, as a, you know, for our national character, the things we need to look at. For sure, the things we need to get better at.
Listen to me, right, Ollie? You see, y'all see Ollie and I here quiet. You know, usually they talk a lot. but the reason why I'm quiet is because, like, when you're soaking up game, right, sometimes you might realize things about your own self, Ollie, that you might realize you got to check that. Just don't you say, Alex said something, and they say something, you know what I mean? Not even sure if you really catch it. And Alex said, no, we got to stop judging. And that really made me right. First time I even say, you know what I mean?
Bitches love to talk about that, you know. Sometimes I would
not being real, but it's something that, like Adrian said, we go a look within ourselves, and it happened to me live
in reality,
on air.
In reality, nobody,
and that's also part of who we are, that we gotta recognize that's part of who we are and change it.
One thing we gotta realize in terms of the European essence that we are is that even,
and hold on, you could call in and tell us what it means to be Bajan to you. 434-1790. You could call and talk to Uncle Sluggy. Want to know what does it means to be Bajan to you. And today I got my phone full, about 17 giveaways. Can't do them. I will do them next week. But shout outs to everyone locked on the Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Truly appreciate you.
Yes, like I was just saying, even the English language itself is limited. So when we say that we're judging, we can't really judge anybody. We may have an opinion of somebody, but we can't really judge anybody.
Judgment is when you think your opinion is the only thing right. So for and that is a very Barbadian way. Do you listen to this very radio station any weekday?
Yeah.
There is only one frame of mind. There's no perspective at all.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy. I feel like another example. When I was coming up and lyricsing and trying to check young boys when I was littler, I would be like, giving them a line, I would feel like I would say something pretty poetic. And the number of times I got back, is that a good thing or a bad thing? The number of times where I would be like, no, neither. Listen to my poetry. What's going on here? Because I never operated like that. And for me, that is very boring. That's very limiting.
Yeah.
Because you're immediately placing all the old records, all your old perspectives on something without actually just looking at it. You can just look at something, you know, without actually having an opinion. That there is self-mastery. Yeah,
looking at something without having an opinion.
Man, yeah,
that is not Barbadian.
I don't know, man.
It can be, but it's not Barbadian. Looking at something without
But Barbadian is a very certain opinion. Rihanna should not be wearing a swimsuit outside a chafet.
Right, Bay Beach. Correct.
Yes, we have a very certain way of doing things, which is why it's been limiting for the creative field. I would say it's a very difficult place
for
creatives,
facts.
Right?
Because I think though, listen, like, we got to be careful. Your Grenadian friend was spot on in terms of that gatekeeping point, right? And oftentimes, the image that we have of Barbados and Bajans is the image of the gatekeepers. The image that the gatekeepers want to allow or prefer to present. And that's not necessarily Barbados or Bajans, you know. So you talk about this radio station, and during the week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is not representative of all Barbados. You understand?
No.
But that is a particular segment of Barbadians who are very vocal.
Yeah.
And who have their platform and who and the platform is popular.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you judge Barbados based on that platform, you can get
you misjudge it.
Listen, Barbados for 166 square miles, Barbados real complex.
Yeah, it is.
Real complex.
I mean, considering we're so Christian fundamentalist in one way, speaking again about that show in the week. And then we actually had very progressive abortion laws in the early 80s ahead of many modern nations.
Listen to me.
But, you know, Barbados is complex indeed.
Alex, listen to me, right? Mm. You just mentioned that, right, Adrian? I was thinking about that last night, B, about abortion laws in Barbados, obviously because, you know, America ruled our TV and we phones.
Right.
So you can't help but seeing America on your phone. But then Roe versus Wade and so on.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, like, this was legal in Barbados.
Ever since.
Yeah. You know how far.
Shout out to Billy Miller and all the women of that generation.
Bro.
Who, like, are legendary. Listen, and transformed this country.
But you know what? These is things, like.
I want course on that, though. Them kind of things.
Like, listen, Adrian, right? Like, these is things that we did as a nation, and when you said how young we are, I was thinking about certain laws we have, you know me, that is good, you know me, like the abortion law, but how far thinking we were for so long, for being so young of a nation. But then you mention how complex we are, it even drives one point, because you got a Beijing that is extremely brilliant, it's pretty best in the world. But they've got bitches that don't care about these things at all.
Or it doesn't occur to them to think about it, right? Which is where NDI comes in again.
And not even mean it, and they don't even mean it about
no,
it.
No, it doesn't
so
occur
I
to
even
them.
Mean it about it, Adrian. I mean they don't even know what they don't know.
That's it.
So that is why, like you just said, Alex, that's a good, that's a salient point. Why things of the NTI is so important. So you can help shape Barbie. You don't want to brainwash anyone to think a certain way, but you want help them. And give them the ability to think, because thinking is a skill.
Massive. Wait, what's the name of the course on NTI?
There's one called Thinking Skills.
Or Learning How to Think.
Learning How to Learn.
Learning How to Learn.
Yes.
Learning
how
to See, learn. Those yes. things, those concepts there are big. You know, we have bad associations, I think, generally. A lot of Barbadians, or I would say a small percentage, did very well. I sailed through school. I enjoyed it. But I know a lot of my friends who are very bright and very able did not enjoy school. And actually, the NTA is just a new opportunity now to study what you want, when you want, in this sort of modern way that involves videos, not tons of readings. You can do it on your phone. And it's just such an opportunity. So I want to remind everyone again, that's nti.org.bb. You know, bit by bit, we can transform ourselves individually. We can transform a nation.
Yeah, I'm glad you highlighted that course. There are a number of courses on the NTI platform, the NTI and Coursera platform like that. And Learning How to Learn is one. And it may sound strange to some people, but learning is also a skill.
It is.
And nobody want to teach you how to learn.
No.
They teach you.
In fact, historically in Barbados, we were taught very badly how to learn. We were taught to memorize for fear of licks. But we don't have time to get down there. We don't have time to go down there.
Yeah.
Learning how to learn is a whole different concept. Mm-hmm. There's another course on there, Ollie, called The Science of Well-Being. I think that is the course of our times, because if you think about mental health, since the pandemic, people's mental health has been on a string. You know, it's the first time we've really confronted our own mental health. We were able to buzz around the world and pretend like nothing was happening. So nti.org.bb, there are a million things on there you can learn. And how about just learning for learning's sake? Remember, though, that if you do study and you finish it, you get a certificate, so you can have certifications to upgrade your CV. Just make yourself a bit more digitally ready.
And take your time. We are not finishing at 7:30, Alex.
Oh, you can see me getting out of the car.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it on air, but you know, it's sluggy, so he's getting rid of these things. We are not finishing at
7:30. We started late, sluggy.
Right.
I thought being Barbadian was also discipline and order. I would say that's also Barbadian sluggy.
We started late, and which is also Barbadian.
Okay.
Which is also Barbadian, being fashionably late.
There is a course on the NTI Barbados. Shout out all of my country, because I love when I'm bad.
Mm-hmm.
There is a course on NTI about the art of timekeeping, time management course. I want all of you.
Oh, I need that.
Seriously.
I need that course.
Sluggy, one of One of my colleagues at NTI took the course. She's a very well organized young lady. Mm-hmm. She was like, Alex, on a rail? That course changed my life. She told me on a rail. Like, she called me to the side, didn't even want to tell the group. And I would ask Barbadians, how about you start there with a time management course for you? Do it for you.
But the course is short too. You know, they detain level with NTI, right? Arden. If it being real, if it being honest, Ollie, like for a person like me, the short.
Yeah, so it's not big, heavy thing.
And I just preach this all the time, the short, so it won't make me feel so laborious, Adrian. So like, I could literally spend half hour when the day come, and go back and do what you're doing. Come the next day and spend half hour, and they're taking it off for me. You understand? That is why this unconventional way of learning,
yeah,
about it.
And you know what else? We come from an educational system that is about pass or fail.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it at a certain time,
yeah, you can't deal with that.
Go and find something else to do.
Yeah.
And these courses here, it ain't about failure. You know, it is designed for success.
Yeah.
It's designed to take you through at your own pace. And if you ain't catch something, you go back, you go over it, you do a quiz. If the quiz didn't work out for you the first time, you do it over. And you complete the course when you are ready, because failure is not an option. Take the time and you will get there.
It's another way that our former education system kind of failed us. This idea, listen to Sluggy's perspective. Laborious was the word he used, right? This idea that you're going to be droning under all that work. And the second point you just made about this idea of failure. You know, of course, we were taught to learn to pass exams. That is not why you learn.
You
learn to learn how to learn.
And then
you when you learn lots of different things about different things, you have a better perspective on the world. You have a better perspective.
Period.
Meeting people, understanding things. More things will occur to you.
Which is the reason, like, if it being rich, the reason why I like learning things now, because it just helped me to see the world different. So if I see something, like you said, I won't be locked down to a particular mindset. Because whether we realize it or not, even if we're learning, doing the course, learning how to learn, if you're learning anything, period, it's change your mindset about everything.
And when you're not learning it in this rush to pass
the
exam,
for me.
Instead, you're learning it because you're like this full of a sense of
step
wonder.
By step.
Wonder, interest, you curiosity.
You learn one step.
I would like
Bajans
to have more curiosity as a nation. I'd like us to be more curious.
So
I love that.
We come full circle now.
I love that.
Towards what it means to be a Barbadian.
Let Ollie give them some words from the NTA first, and then we come
back
to
the next discussion. Don't forget your point.
I got it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about the course called The Science of Well-Being.
Mm-hmm.
This course engages you in a series of challenges designed to increase your happiness and build more productive habits. Your teacher will reveal misconceptions about happiness, annoying features of the mind that lead us to think the way we do, and the research that can help us change. It's offered by Yale University and Sluggy.
Yale.
Approximately 19 hours to complete.
The university course with Yale free.
Yeah, Arlie.
Sorry, Arlie, go ahead.
That's it, Sluggy.
Oh, good. But I just hear Yale, and you know me. You know me when you hear Yale. I
big
know,
brand name.
But you call it no bearding stink.
Listen. And I know a lot of people think, man, I want to do a course to get a job. But that learning to build your understanding of the world, your understanding of yourself is so key. And bear in mind, when slavery was abolished, they just pelt black people off the plantation, telling them, all right, fend for yourself, you know. 400 years of trauma, no kind of psychological evaluation, no kind of reparations, no kind of support at all.
Get on with it.
So that's science of well-being.
Mm.
That learning to learn. The courses on emotional intelligence.
Yes,
those things are so key for us as a nation.
Yes, brother.
Like, can't say that enough, because what you just said is something that the average person might not study. But imagine going through that. Imagine going through that much trauma for hundreds of years.
And it's within our genetic memory. It's within us.
Because like, and the practices are still there. You know what I mean? Like, I still see certain things that, to me, from small Ollie, I used to always say to me that saying it happened from slavery. My grandma used to hate me for saying it. My grandma used to hate me saying it. Like, when did you see somebody get beat, get what we call lashes and spanking? I used to say that the only way that I could come from slavery, I get in trouble with this exact radio station, Adrian, for saying that. But when I see a mother or father beating a child, I don't see nothing disciplined and loving about that.
Well, where is the, it's rage, right? It's right. You've lost your cool, but where does the rage come from? It doesn't. We don't have to look very far back.
Yeah, for sure. So that's why courses like this, science of well-being, that anything is so important as a nation, because it really help offset some of this built-in trauma. Like you said, it's in your DNA. It can really help offset.
The citizenship course too, things. As well. Of course, we want to encourage people to take the citizenship course on nti.org.bb.
That's the citizenship
course. We talked about that last week, didn't we? Yeah,
the citizenship course is something that people should do, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially when you're faced with questions like this, what does it mean to be Beijing? You know what I mean?
Have you been down to, is Golden Square is right there at the end of this road. Have you been down there? I know Adrian would have been. Mm-hmm. You've been down Sluggy?
Yeah, I had the privilege. There was a mentor, whatever you call it, for Beer City World.
Okay, so
we had the big finals there. It's a really beautiful place, man. But it got a vibe. It got a very unique vibe that I can't explain in that Golden Square. And especially looking at the names on the wall, that's another thing, Adrian. It's real. Yeah, when you look at their names, you know everybody look at their names and feel good. Yeah, that my name. When you look at their names, they don't feel Beijing to me.
You don't feel Beijing, or you don't feel good?
They're not Beijing names, Sluggy.
And that's the point.
They're European.
therein lies the point.
It's feel weird, you know what I mean? Like, even my name, like, I know you shouldn't be saying these things, but I used to feel weird calling myself Kevin Watson.
Right.
From small, and my grandmother, God rest her soul, they used to let me questioning those things. Like, how Kevin Watson? That sounds like somebody white.
Yeah. Right, that didn't sound like anything to do with you. Interesting.
There's a lot of things that are deep-rooted in us, right?
Yeah. I want to commend Barbados, obviously, for that space. I've been in and out, right? So the things happen, change happens. And I'm like, wow, I haven't been down there. And I love to see the murals going up around the country as well. The art being expressed. That there is communal space, Barbadians living together. But how interesting your experience with that, and totally understandable. I meet so many white English people with the last name Jordan. And I think it just hits home, doesn't it? It's like, oh, okay. I was, you know, my people were just given this name, although I feel very strongly attached to my name and my familial line, you know?
Not me,
though.
Not me. I
realize that.
Like, no, I've been really, I burn pure fire on my name. Like, people hate to hear me say that, but I burn fire on that name, Kevin Watson.
It is not only here, and a lot of times we tend to feel as though slavery and colonization is something that happened over on this side of the Atlantic and not in Africa, right?
Yeah.
But in Ghana, what was amazing to me was how many Ghanaians I met who refused to tell me their native Ghanaian name. So a man would be named Kofi or Kweku. And you ask him, what's your name? And you say, George.
Oh my God.
And you say, George? I didn't think there were many Ghanaians with name George. And then you get to learn that this is something they do.
English name,
adopt later on in life, they adopt an English name for ease of transition through society.
Right, you don't want to get, like, not get the job for having some African sounding name or whatever as well, right? There's a bit of that.
So it ain't only me. It ain't only me.
As I tell my friends, like, my name is Oliver Norville, but that's not who I am.
Okay, but we're getting deep now.
My father's name.
No, we go there. We go there, Alex.
Is Oliver Norville.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew's name is Oliver Norville. So that's not who I am.
The inner self, the inner inner self. Yeah, Join us next week.
Only getting deep, boys.
It's gone submerging now, boy. Underneath the surface, Sluggy Dan.
When I got me here in Spain,
what I could tell you about Barbados too that y'all touched on is it's like a cobbler pot of cultures, you know. And it's something positive that we can look at. Yeah, we have crime, we have gun violence and problems, but do we have as much as other places? I don't think we do. And there's a cobbler pot of people here, different religions, different races. There's no religion on religion issue or problems with this person.
Because no violence for that. That's right.
So we coexist. Positive.
Yeah, that's very positive. And it's wonderful. And we're enriched from it. The Muslim community of Barbados are wonderful citizens. They're very involved in their community. And I feel like this whole idea of non-judgment, let me give another example. Like when we travel, you know, and I travel around a lot with the cricket, many West Indians react to me, like, I ain't eating that. I want chicken and rice. They won't want it, or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like we could eat that even if we don't like it. be like, okay, this is what they eat. All right, just check it out. Okay, that, and then moving on. That and so I'm not judging it. It doesn't have to be good to me. It could, I could be enriched by the fact that it's something different from what I know, you know?
Go ahead, Adrian. You were saying something.
My Alex, don't look it over my head.
Sorry. I'm all over the place.
Listen to me, right? Like, that, you know, mention food, right? That's another blockage in my mind, Ollie.
Let me talk.
They got certain things for so long that I refuse to eat. Like, you see soup? I used to hate to see soup as a child. It used to look like sand that, like, we used to get because they can, they didn't want to give me nothing better. That was my thinking of soup. So when I see soup, right, I used to, like, just hear me a minute, right? When I see soup, right, I used to think back. Because I used to always think about slavery, you know, I don't know why. But me and my grandmother be talking, God rest her soul. And they be saying, like, how we used to get feed, right? I feel that whole soup come about. I used to always argue with my grandmother that, you know, being real, like, you in the field forking at the gardens, right? They make cooking for you, man. They may just pelt anything in the pot. And to me, that I used, when I see soup, I used to see that you got potato, cassava, you know, and the carrot. After them, get the proper parts. Give me the ends of the potato. Give me the ends of the chicken carrot. Fruit. Give me the chicken.
A Bajan soup, sweet boy. That way.
No. What happened? They would then know because the science might have not been that advanced. So they might have not known that the skin is the most important part of the fruit or the vegetable or the ground provisions. They couldn't have known that, if not the one, the giwi. And even if they did know that, they probably give us on purpose because they help us strong to help me keep working in the garden. So either way, it wasn't for a good reason. That's my belief. I don't believe that these people used to feed we lovingly. You understand? So when they see soup, that's remember that, then chicken foot, it's obviously like, how somebody can eat chicken feet?
I draw the line there too.
So they're saying that barbarians love, you know, chicken feet, but it's obviously, you know, it's eating chicken feet. Like, that kind of, that, it feels...
Well, you got Bajans casting, you know, kind of
like, No. People know this.
What are we talking about? Steppers is pulled out.
No, there's a known thing with me. I'm Barbadians, the chicken foot thing. It was saying big, like, but I've talked about this already. I post about this and get like 80,000 hits.
But Sluggy's making the important point and the obvious point that obviously, historically, we had poor quality food, which is why we season our food so much, etc., and why things like pepper pot and things, you know, came out over the years. But I don't know about the soup argument, but
from my understanding, a lot of the food, even in the days of enslavement, was imported.
Oh, really?
Imported salt meat and English potato. salt pork, salt fish, English potato. From my understanding.
Not ideal. Want to encourage people, again, courses you can take even on that. Learning about your nutrition. Because, you know, our food has been one of the things that kills us the most, right? Or has it been our disease, not non-communicable diseases, diabetes, Barbadians suffer terribly.
That's really... So
the connection to food is another big emotional thing we got to look at and talk about, you know?
Yeah, like, listen, right? That's why certain things, I used to look at certain food and wondering, like, why are we eating that? Why the making we eat that? How comes that so popular? Even, like, and I used to always say, like, none of these things come from a real dark place, but we learned to love it. Like we just said about chicken foot, you know, that the Barbadian thing. Don't talk about steppers, especially pickled chicken feet.
It's more than Barbadian, though, Sluggy.
Pickled chicken feet?
Pickled chicken feet?
Chicken feet, period. I can tell you that's in Central America and South America, for sure.
But among black people?
Among poor people.
Yeah.
Right. But you understand, right? So that's my understanding, too. So when you see people eating chicken foot, it's a thing. It's a thing to die.
So the things you eat now, Sluggy, that you enjoy are food that you don't associate with poverty or coming from.
Not necessarily. We eat poor things. Just that. When you see everything turned apart, I used to always tell myself that's slave food. They feed that whole. They used to feed me. Let's put everything in there. Let's call a little bit and get them it. You know what I mean? I used to always think that. I didn't see take the chicken feet. I used to always picture the slave master getting the good chicken breast or the good chicken leg. You know what I mean? And we out there, the slaves getting the chicken foot.
That point that Ollie made just now is, I think, a big one, too. Because what taking from this conversation here is the importance of us now shaping Barbados and shaping Barbadians in the way that we see fit, right?
Yes.
And the point that Oliver just made about the chicken steppers, chicken feet, being something that you find in South and Central America amongst poor people, I think, going back to Alex, your point about being global Bajans, what I would like Barbadians to become to understand is that we have a connection to the rest of the world, not just England, but through history, through experiences, Latin America, the global South is a big part of us Something that we should connect to even greater.
Our region.
The Spanish.
Claro.
The Spanish on the NTI platform.
Claro
as well.
Que sí. Huh? Sí, claro. Hay que hablar español, Adrian. No, right it's then. Muy importante.
Spanish course for free?
Sometimes we would be surprised at the similarities between us and our neighbors in South America sometimes.
Very. I won a scholarship when I was 16 to represent Barbados at an international school. So it was 200 students, 100 were Canadian and 100 from the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. And I everybody was cool, but my core friends, Venezuelan and Chilean, I didn't know, I couldn't explain it. I mean, even though they had different language, they were just so Caribbean. Mm-hmm. We had the same spirit, felt an immediate connection to them.
Listen, right? No, you're all saying that, right? That is so true. There's a certain connection. Like, remember guys from the police band? They went to, where's my mate? Cuba 18. Mm. Some people from Youth Orchestra. And they was talking about how similar some of the Cubans look to them. You understand? But
they may have Bajan roots. A lot of Bajans went to Cuba.
Well, yeah, we did.
Right, so that's when then, not obviously be young at that time, because you joined the band at like 16. So that's obviously then when they explore that about the connection between Barbados and Cuba and the roots. And these are things that you won't know about. There's such a deep history between Barbados and Cuba. The language barrier might be the problem.
Yes, it has been a challenge.
Big up to Dr. Aline from University of West Indies. Mm-hmm. He has done research. He told me that there are Brazilians, born Brazilians, who speak English with a Bajan accent.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because their ancestors came from Barbados to Brazil.
How much would that blow our minds to hear that? Yeah, amazing. I would love to see that. We are connected and we are one.
That's crazy.
What about a connection to Guyana? I mean, I'm old enough to remember not long ago, you know, there was a real issue in this country about Guyanese. And I think to myself, well, hang on, but we are Guyanese.
Oh, yeah.
And they are us. And I think we can admit, I mean, Guyanese, Jamaicans, Trinidadians, Grenadians, Dominicans, they've enriched Barbados.
But did you think that'd be weird too? Like, that's the thing that'd be weird too. Like, so we just say that we are Guyanese?
Yeah.
Like, that always feel too?
Yeah, man.
Of course.
They can't be different. Just like,
but
can't
this is,
be
this is the complexity of Barbados, right?
Uh-huh.
This is the complexity of Barbados.
That
again.
You spoke about earlier.
Because in Guyana, everywhere we went, Guyanese would stop me and say, but why y'all Bajans ain't like Guyanese though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the reputation
they perceive
that Bajans
it
had.
A lot, yeah.
Not like in Guyanese, right? But at the same time, as you said, the connection between Barbados and Guyana is so rich.
Strong.
Right? You watch, we're going to walk through town now. And the accents you can hear through town all over the Caribbean, you can hear in Bridgetown right now. Liming with Bajans, among Bajans. And when you listen to the radio and you hear officials of government talk, you hear a lot of accents from all over the place. Kenneth George.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My grandmother is Guyanese. I mean, a lot of us, a lot of the region. Rihanna.
Your grandmother's Guyanese?
Yeah.
Rihanna's mother's Guyanese.
Yeah.
So on one hand,
my great grandmother came from Curacao.
Can be,
oh, really?
You know,
yeah. Dutch vibes.
Yeah, my great grandmother came from Curacao.
Oh,
and it wasn't just her either. There's so much being known. I remember a time I was watching The Breakfast Club, right? Mm. And they saw Charlemagne the God from Breakfast Club. And they're looking at Charlemagne the God, right? And, like, if it being real, Ollie, he looked like my brother, right? My brother that died. He looked like my father and them. All right, so going on all the years now. And then over the years, like, he started mentioning he's from South Carolina. Right, so you know he started doing shows at the end, speaking and so on. Then when they see South Carolina people, Like, if we see them like 99, I'm not exaggerating. South Carolina people look like my family.
Mm.
Like, being real. And I mean, I ain't saying they look like Bajans. They don't look like my family.
Right, they're right.
Then come to know, there's a connection between South Carolina
and Barbados.
Obviously, I ain't know the connection. But just seeing Charlemagne the God, he looked like Bajans. Like, you see, like you would see rough, dark-looking Bajans like from St. George or St. John. You know what I mean? People that they hard-working Bajans that spend enough time in the field. That's how my father, daddy kind of stopped my father then come from, you understand? And that's how so many people in South Carolina look. Mm. But then to hear the connection, but then we know the connection. So it's clearly a case where either enough South Carolina people come Barbados at some point in time,
or enough
Bajans went South Carolina. Obviously,
like,
they got real Bajan descent in South Carolina that don't even know that the descent come from Barbadian.
Yeah,
because at my age, 40, I've lately found out that my great grandmother was from Curacao.
Mm.
And that's only my great grandmother. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, like six, seven generations removed.
I love that. And I think that that would be a lovely help for Barbadians too. Adrian, it was so great that you talked about your experience in
Africa.
Yeah, you went to Ghana. Yeah, and I felt the same way in the Gambia. But you know, imagine if we had those programs where it's like, let's look at your life.
Yeah.
And we had those resources where we could trace some of our families. Obviously, white people have more sort of access to their family histories. but I feel we could find, I mean, I feel if we place resources and the level of connection that knowing where you come from brings is something it's hard to explain. It's something, but I feel it would be very good for our region. And that's, this is not Barbados alone, our entire region. Back to the same discussion about our last names don't sound like us. Then you would find out who is you. You would really find out who is you, you know? Those connections would be crucial.
Yeah, it does.
And that's what we want the National Transformation Initiative to be as a space as well. It's a place where we connect, a place where we develop, a place where we can transform together to become upskilled and more digitally ready. Yeah, we shape what it means. We take it forward. We leave it behind that. We bring it forward this.
That's why being able to access something like this here free is so important. Because there's so many different things that I can think of that will help me personally in improving my life. Like science of well-being is one, but that ain't only all. Mm. Like time management is another one, but that ain't only all. And then course on citizenship, but that ain't just all. But then learning like different languages at a basic level.
How about sign language?
Right, because like. That's what no telling you. You understand? That's where there's no going, Alex. Because learning different languages, right? We hardly ever think, and it names sign language. Understand this, Ollie. It names sign language. And we don't study sign language as a language, we?
Yeah, we need to. We definitely need to.
Come on. Like, you know, like, I had a lady on this show, Adrian, right? And she is a nurse, Nariba. One of our first guests. A young lady, only about 20. And she was speaking about, she said her friends asked her what she wanted to do sign language. She said at a time she had a patient and she was trying to communicate with the patient, but she would guess what the patient's saying. A lot of times she'd be right, most of the time she'd be right. But some of the time she could tell that the patient would just go along because the patient could see that she don't understand.
Mm.
But that's a serious thing to catch. But she was aware of it at that young age because she said, look how many people can't communicate with them.
Yeah.
And how much times they're internally compromised.
Oh my God.
I didn't really want a Fanta. I didn't want a Coke.
Yeah.
But you bring a Fanta, you can best take it. So because to go through S, you know, you understand what you're trying to articulate.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
So when we ask the question, what do we want it to mean to be a Barbadian?
Yeah, B.
One of the answers will be, to be a Barbadian means that even the most vulnerable of us is taken care of and respected and supported.
And communicated with. And we have a mindfulness and awareness of people with disabilities in our community. Very well represented within the National Transformation Initiative as well. Actually, if you log on to nti.org.bb, many, many videos on there that might change the mood of your day. Uplift you. Yes, Sluggy.
No, like, listen, mate.
Yeah. I just want to tell you one quick thing, Sluggy. We got a message from WhatsApp.
Yes, please.
Somebody on WhatsApp said, my grandmother's sister went to Brazil and lived there for several years. My grandmother was the last of her parents, 14 children. She was born in 1886 and died in 1957.
Wow. Lovely that you know that about her, yeah.
That means, see, can imagine how much Beijing family she got in Brazil.
Yeah, a lot. Wow. That's right. Falando português. Huh? Você fala? No. That was a big language, you know.
How many languages do you speak?
I really speak four fluently. I would say four, but I speak about six altogether. Yeah, language is my thing. I love language.
Like,
and that's why I want to talk to you about Bajan as a language too. But we didn't get into that conversation today. We have too many other things to discuss. Yeah.
Four languages. What are some of the comforts, right? You get from being able to communicate with someone in their language.
Just exactly what you described before. You talked about that young lady who had the emotional intelligence to sense that she was shortchanging.
Yeah.
People, what happens is the opposite, is that you are enriched, that people, let me give you the perfect example. Oh, I have the perfect example. You know, I had this wonderful privilege to go to the Olympics in Tokyo last year. and I covered for Sportsmax, so for the whole region. That was really a professional highlight for me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Venezuelan athlete who is the triple jumper, whose name escapes me right this minute, but she's gold medalist, world renowned. She had a very dramatic finish and already had the gold medal, but took her last jump and got the world record on the gold medal. Mm-hmm. And I said, people went crazy. And where we were, I was right trackside. So we had NBC, they had Australia this. They had all the finest, the Olympic Channel, caught big names. And then they had Sportsmax. I was the last on the front row. And I thinking to myself, oh my God, how am I going to get this interview? And she walks up. And of course, she walks towards NBC. And she goes, Espanol? And they're like, oh no, anyway, if we got to. And I just went like, amiga, amiga. And I got the best and first and best interview of my life. Straight in Spanish in that moment. Y'all can check it out on my Twitter. It's one of my big moments though.
Listen.
That's the moment when you need it there. That is the moment, boy, when you need it. And imagine her. Imagine Venezuela, right? Who's not really a country anymore, right? People living around the world, heartbroken that their nation has become what it is. Them got a girl who world class, who just win an Olympic gold medal with a world record, and them can't hear from she?
Yeah.
Like, come on now. And I felt like Venezuela's Caribbean anyway, so
yeah.
I felt there was a reason for her to come to Sportsmax first. But that's just a small example on a social level.
That's just an example. What about Martinique? Alex, that
what about Martinique, Guadeloupe, Puerto Rico, Cuba? Yeah. These places home by we, yeah, and you can't talk to them?
Yeah, that is what made me so aware, right? The damage you'd be done not trying to be multilingual. I ain't saying that you have to understand 10 languages in depth, but being at least able to communicate, especially with people that are like Spanish and French, because we have a lot of heritage in a lot of the Spanish countries. Like Adrian, we spoke about the connection with Cuba. Barbados and Cuba have a strong connection.
Of course we do. Yeah.
And in sorrow as well.
Of course, that's right.
And in sorrow as that's well. Right. But the average Bajan and doesn't the average Cuban can't communicate.
Sluggy, can I just say that her name was Yulimar Rojas. Yulimar Rojas is the name of the athlete.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Just wanted to give her a shout out.
Yes, for sure. Global. But imagine that the average Barbadian, the average Cuban can't communicate, and they might look like you, Adrian. Mm-hmm. And they might be family to you too.
Mm-hmm.
But you and them can't communicate.
It'd be very useful for Barbadians to know Spanish at least.
And you got and Spanish you know for Spanish, free online. Once,
absolutely. NTI.org.
And they got Spanish for free online. Now we got to plug the NTI. Let me.
Yeah, because once you learn one French. Latin language, and the French. Other ones are easier to learn. Nice. Yes indeed.
Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, 90 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Ali.
We're here with the whole Sluggy.
Ali. Yes, sir. It'd be such a privilege, right, Alex, to sit down and have a conversation and really dish out ideas and solutions, seek knowledge and information, and be able to do it comfortably. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to rush. You ain't got to think, oh, should we go? You got 15 minutes. You know what I mean?
So nice.
That was got to big up the NTI, and it have to big up VOB. You understand? Because I understand it's an absolute privilege.
You got a real privilege of a platform here, Sluggy. That's real talk. And thank you so much for having us.
Speaking of which, guys.
You're using it the way you're using it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I can't use it the other way.
Your power's for good.
Like Ollie know the planning mission, you know. When we first start together, Ollie a part of the mission. He says, Sluggy, I love you doing this to be doing here. And he bought it too. You know what I mean? We going for the hype. And just somehow, luckily, Bajans just love it. So I love on the 2 weeks. Before we can forget to mention that next week, Saturday, we're going in Six Roads at Hoodies in Six Roads, St. Philip. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme will be coming to Six Roads next week, Saturday. I beg Alex to come out. I beg Alex to come out for me.
St. Philip, your man.
Please, I know it far. St. Philip people, that's Alex that's here. St. Philip here.
No, I would like St. Philip to talk to me about it, because I think we can agree that St. Philip is the only parish at Barbados that's far. St. Lucie might get a little far vibes every now and again. If you have to go north, St. Lucie.
Listen, right?
But St. Philip far. St. Philip's so big. You got to reach St. Philip and you could be driving far. Are you still in St. Philip?
Yeah, St. Philip, right? Yeah.
Trust me. St. Philip, that's what it names, so respect all.
St. Philip, but listen.
RPB from St. Philip, you got respect. Yes,
and St. Philip is interesting. St. Philip history is quite interesting, especially because St. Philip is like a fishing like a fishing village. Mm. You know what I mean? Like a deep history of things, St. Philip. And that way,
I'll tell you what, though, guys. What we'll do, we'll just take a short break, listen to some words from the NTI,
bang,
and then we'll come right back.
Remember, people, repetition is the key to learning and development. Whatever you want to do well, you got to drill it over and over. When you start taking courses and learning at training.nti.org.bb, showing yourself love by investing in your mind, you gotta take it serious. Choose a course at training.nti.org.bb and drill it.
We are back 60 minutes before 8 o'clock. That's right, Sluggy. We are live. And
Manners.
We are talking about the NTI. So go right ahead, my brother.
No, I just admire the creative work of my brother, and including the Bashment Soca with a educational platform. Adrian, when you think of education, let's see, and you're not the only person I know that looks to do things like this. Stephon Walker, he's also like kind of unconventional. Stephon, he did the alphabet and the tables and took.
Yeah.
Oh, you know sweet.
I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, you can find them on the NCF's YouTube channel.
Yeah, but imagine being young and able to learn my ABC, all my tables.
Yeah.
Took my already behind.
Yeah, it's perfect. So affirming.
Like,
yeah.
So that style of learning seems to be something that you like a lot. Why you like the unconventional way? And they ask that because you come from, I can state the obvious, you went to school at Harrison College.
Because the conventional way is not necessarily our way. It don't come from us.
Ooh, I'm looking for that.
So even that is a problem. When what is unconventional is what is natural and normal to you.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Everybody pause and hide Spandaria for one
No,
minute.
That's why you went quiet, B.
You.
Because here we just asked.
Adrian Green.
Yeah.
Can you say it again?
Well, I can't remember. What is unconventional yeah. uh-huh. is what is natural and normal to you.
Yeah, shouldn't be.
We ain't going to get into the hero discussion.
That's a fact.
The hero discussion today.
I would like to get into the hero discussion at some point. But, I feel it's important. The food discussion. The things we need to talk about, Sluggy.
We've been taught that what we do naturally, what we do normally, what is us, is for the fringe. It is not for polite society.
So even saying that unconventional is doing it an injustice.
But
you think
I know where you're coming from.
Right, but
it's
not an injustice.
No, I didn't know.
So it frames it, right?
I was speaking out of ignorance before. But, so that way it's called unconventional. But what you just explained to me, because it feels natural, and the same thing with the hair. Like, wearing your natural hair is a big thing.
Yeah.
And that's your...
Like it's some political statement.
But
just wearing the hair, how it grow to your head.
But, and that is your natural here, so that is, to me, that's so
or
weird.
Using the music that comes deep. Naturally out of you in your commercial work,
yeah.
That should be a no-brainer.
It should be standard, shouldn't it?
That should be standard. Like, soca artists should be getting work in commercials, going and coming.
Yeah.
Because that speaks to our psyche very much in terms of advertising. I don't know if we have time now, because I know we have to wrap up shortly. But what was the big discussion nationally about Bashment Soca? Have you been following that?
Same discussion every year. Slightly.
Yeah. Well, the discussion was because children singing Bashment Soca, and they saw it, the public saw it as
lewd.
Some of the public.
Lewd and crude, or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some of the public, and they was condemning Bashment Soca, but you had to remind that you could sing Bashment Soca, anything like...
So Bashment is more rhythm than the actual content of the lyric?
Yeah, it is, but
no?
Yes, Bashment is the rhythm, Bashment is the beat.
Yeah.
You understand? But obviously, with each music comes its own culture.
Yeah.
With each subgenre comes its own culture. And with the Bashment, you know, obviously, there's a culture that's attached to it.
Yeah.
But that's in all music. You understand? And they brought an example last time. Like, if I said, "Mama, I just killed a man. Put my gun against his head." But that could play on all radio stations and it's no problem.
Oh, give me that in Beijing, Sluggy.
Nah, I can't do it. No, because I would get in trouble.
Oh my God, I never thought about that.
I'd get in trouble? What do you mean?
If I sang
those same lyrics in Bashment.
If I sang that song,
oh,
with Rhapsody,
I got you.
I just sing to, or you're all on ear because it's play on radio.
Sluggy,
if I sang that in Beijing dialect, on Bashment Soca rhythm.
If you go, "Mama, I just killed a man."
Nah, right.
Put a bullet
in
his head.
Mm. can't play exact lyrics. It will not play on our radio. You understand? That is saying deep rooted within us.
Guys,
that,
this is a lot of awakening going on here, boy. You know, I really
listen to me, right? Even when I was having a, you see, oh, you just say saying like an angel.
Yeah.
Like I was having this conversation already. I had a conversation with so many people already, Randy Eastman, Adrian. Like even that, right, is like because it's so close to what the North American or European standard would be. You understand? So if they come on ear and they say, "Mama, I just killed a man, put my gun against his head," people can sit like he's singing real good. Because it's so close to the European North American standard. Yo,
African singing is pretty amazing.
African singing that means we consider praise like she don't need no other body.
Not me. No.
No, uh-huh. Not you. Not us. Because that's why
we are saying as a general mindset.
That's why we on the radio. Right, right. That's why we have our show. That's why we gain information, because it might not be us. But I tell you, it'd be normal. That's why people will say that RPB ain't a singer. Other people is a singer.
I give a better example, I think. I think I got a better example.
Go ahead.
I think I got a better example for you. You know, at one point in time, myself, DJ Simon, Simon Pike, we were experimenting with spooled rhythms, right?
Yes.
And
spooch hard, by the way.
And there was a man who came to Barbados from Boston in the US to research spooch, and he found us. So I asked him, how you as a Bostonian, American, how you get into spooch? He said, in America, he went to a Barrington Levy concert.
Mm-hmm.
And a man opened for Barrington Levy. And when this man sung, this man's voice was so unique and so beautiful. He had to find out who this man was.
Mm-hmm.
Come to hear the shout, the man was Lou Drayton of the Draytons 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how he got introduced to spooch. When you hear the Draytons 2 sing, when you hear Lou Drayton sing, they got a nasal tone to their voices that's uniquely
Beige. Yes, man.
Yeah.
They're telling you.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen, people love it. People love it. You understand?
Yeah.
They tell you, man. And that uniqueness, you see, I just talked about that nasal tone. Well, my wifey, people love RPB.
So why haven't we exploited that? Why don't we love what
because
we do?
Because it is
unconventional.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good place to finish.
No, like that way is.
Yeah.
That way is, man. Ollie, as usual, right? We absolutely love it. There's so much we could talk about. Next week, Saturday, we on the road. So we can talk about some of these things, Adrian, while we on the road.
Yes, sir.
For sure. And Barbados, thank you for coming out. And come out next Saturday. After that, we're going to Edy Village after that. And then St. John. After that, big everybody in St. John, everyone in Edy Village. I have four more dates to be confirmed. Thanks to NCF as well. How can I go and vote? Thank you, NCF. Thank you, NCF, so much for showing BIM Got Talent all the love and support. Thanks for showing my youngsters so much love. The only reason they do it is for the youth, you know, and they say this every Saturday, and they make no apologies for that. The only reason they do this, the only reason they even try to be nice, try to give information, is only for the youth, and they care about nothing else but the development and the progress of our young people, because I think we at that crossroads. And Adrian, I'm not even saying unconventional no more, because you tell
what
me
is convention,
you know what I mean? It feel natural to me. Why am I calling it unconventional?
But you could call it that as long as you know why you're calling it that, right? This is the idea of learning how to learn,
right? It's like the doctor told me to stop saying Bajan dialect. Vaughn ETH, yeah, I'm sorry, not your doctor yet, PhD candidate, like the right term.
Yeah.
PhD candidate Vaughn ETH, I'm
great
told,
show,
told thank you, told Ollie and I, is not Bajan dialect. What he said, Ollie, is Bajan what?
Language.
Yeah.
Bajan rhythm and rhyme every Saturday at 6:30.
There are over 1,000 courses available for free at training.nti.org.bb and more coming. The NTI Spouting course is like a burst, man. The pipe burst, it's not the first. Don't let this opportunity go to waste. Dive in like a plumber, cause a mine is a terrible thing to waste.
High like a mountain in front of me. Watch me again.
7 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Listen, Bajan rhythm and rhyme every Saturday at 6:30. Today was awesome. I can't tell Alex Jordan goodbye, because she already said on air she's coming next week to St. Philip.
Yes, no.
So it's not a goodbye.
It's not. And I want to tell you that I'm going to one of my first Big Cropper events tomorrow morning. It hurt my heart when Betty West told us how much it was to jump in her segment because a ticket for tomorrow costs more than what Betty West section costs.
Listen, man,
I don't know what it brings for me, boy. I hope it's lifelong happiness.
Listen, and on a lifelong
partner.
On a real.
But listen, the point real, is, I want to tell you that. Yeah, big up Betty West. And big up Barbados for Crop Over. Yeah. I want to say thank you for having me. I'm excited because tomorrow morning, I am going to walk up like a pigeon.
Listen, man, Ollie, it's been great. I just want to shout out Mr. Adrian Green, you know. Adrian's always there, and can't tell Adrian bye-bye either because Barbados might not know, but we do this thing together. You might not see Adrian Green, or you might not see Randy Eastman, or hear them all the time, but everything I do, every Saturday, everything I do, they are always a part of it. And I got big up Island Fitness Center. All here, we're telling you now before you go from here, right? Island Fitness Center and Sluggy and Bingo Town just signed a deal, right? Adrian know about it, but I ain't speaking about it, right? And they're going on a transformation. So you're all going to be hearing so much about Island Fitness Center. You don't want to love me already. Wait till they get sexy.
And before you go, Sluggy, tell us one more time about what's happening next week, Saturday.
Next week, Saturday, we at Hoodies, Six Roads, St. Philip, Beijing. Rhythm and Rhyme is coming there. And all the giveaways they have, I have lunch for four. I have lunch for three. I have $200 in top-ups. I have free shirts by the NTI. Hoodies giving me so much things already. So I'm saving all of them for the road show. And for everyone messaging my phone and complaining that you haven't given away anything today, I am extremely happy I made you suffer.
And before we go, if we could just get Mr. Green some comments from you, sir.
This has been a wonderful experience, Sluggy. Yeah. Alex, great sharing the conversation with you guys, enlightening. Sluggy, you know, even if they don't hear me, yeah, I'm there in the background.
Yeah, you know, the mission, man. We can't stop. NTI.training.NTI.org.BB. And if the Prime Minister is listening, I believe in the NTI with all my heart. This show is on record, and they're saying that because this show is recorded and played by, and thousands listen all over the world to VOB. NTI is something Uncle Sluggy believes in with all the heart. No more.
Boom.
Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme was brought to you with the kind compliments of the NTI.
The National Transformation Initiative and the Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme family wishes you a magnificent crop over, because this is who we are. We work hard and we play just as hard. So, before and after you walk up on the road or in the fet, go to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. And put in some work in one or more of the free online courses on offer. First class courses available to all Beijing. And when you put in the work, the taste of the wine of success is be even sweeter, like sugar. Time you try this sugar. If you want the sugar, you gotta put in the work at training.nti.org.bb.